Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, May the 8th, 2026. 16 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Joined in studio with Matt Morgan. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., the big Friday night show. And, Matt, what's on your show tonight?
Tonight we are going to be talking about, mainly politics and a little bit of draft stories. I mean, you know, the draft's over, so I'm going to just talk about... not as of currently.
You know what I like is that I thought about this during the break, and then this next story is actually on topic, is that, you know, when I mention things about people now, if people no longer listen to the show, I don't have to argue with them about what I said. You know, it's kind of nice. You think, well, you know, maybe they're just not paying attention, and you think, well, maybe that's a bad thing. But actually, if they don't respond, you can just say whatever you want. Because sometimes I used to get messages, you know, you saw them.
Yeah.
The flack messages would pop up. Well, see, now I don't get the flack messages, so I can basically say anything I want.
I guess, yeah.
That's good.
Doesn't matter if they listen
see,
or don't
every,
listen. They're not responding.
That's right. Everything has a bright side. Well, you know the story about the thing that I said a couple years ago that I did not realize the person was listening, and they got kind of upset about that. And I got an email, and I did not realize they were that upset about it. And I read the email, and I did not speak of it after that. Because I am not out to upset people. So...
goofy thing to get upset about.
It was, but I, you know, I have to respect that somebody got upset about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't suggest you keep talking.
Especially if they're listening. What if they're still listening? I could probably invoke that back. Maybe they've tuned out in 2 years. I can bring that sucker back in. But, no, I mean, you know, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. That's not the goal. So I stopped talking about it that day. And haven't talked about it since. So it's interesting that when I talk about the sensitivity story and the, you know, every time I see somebody mediocre, I think of you, you know, I can be more demonstrative now because I'm not getting any flack about it.
I mean, you could have been equally as, you know, demonstrative before.
No, because when somebody's getting upset about it, you don't want to do that. I don't think that makes you any great person when you know somebody's upset about it to keep twisting it. Well, that doesn't take anything. But, you know, you can have fun. If it's not bothering anybody, or they're not listening, who cares?
I don't know. Like, it's just like poking fun at your friends.
Yeah, but if it's bothering them, it's on them to tell you. If it doesn't bother them, who cares?
No, you don't ever just make your friends mad, like intentionally.
Not on purpose.
I've definitely made some friends mad on purpose.
And here's a story why. Because Katie Porter is running for governor of California. Now, it's been said this person has some anger issues.
Katie Porter?
Yes. And she was in a debate this week, I think, with a bunch of men for this gubernatorialship coming up. And there were questions that night about her temperament because people have seen her blow up on videos and yell at staffers. And apparently she threw a bowl of mashed potatoes at one of her husbands and something like that. So she, during the event, says something about, you know, the men are all arguing with each other and so on. And she says, my temperament is questioned here. How come these guys' temperament isn't questioned? Look at how they're acting, so on and so forth.
Did they throw a bowl of mashed potatoes at
them? No, I don't think they did.
All right, then.
But...
do they yell at their staffers? Maybe. I guess we don't know, but...
I don't think you'd probably do it in public. I think her thing was getting caught on camera.
Well.
But the point is that, see, I think this is a woman thing. I think if she's not a woman, this is not a big issue. So, it's temperament.
Well, I mean, she was caught on video yelling at staffers, and apparently she threw a bowl of mashed potatoes at her husband or whatever. I mean, you know, you can argue. But, I mean, arguing is not temperament. I mean, I guess if you're just argumentative, you have, yeah.
No, but if you ever plan for to run for office and you show bad temperament, that will be something that will be used against you. You don't have the temperament for this job. Because this is a high-pressure job, and you don't react well.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want some, yeah. I mean, you don't want people in there who are flying off the handles.
Right. So should she be, should she have to face this burden?
Well, yes, but she's the only one who has, I mean, now we don't know if the other people have done it or not. I mean, you know, they could have, but she was caught doing it, and there's a whole thing where she threw a bowl of mashed potatoes at somebody. By the way, mashed potatoes, hilarious.
Well, I don't think she threw the gravy. Now, see, then I could be really angry. If she'd have thrown gravy at me, that would have been it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think the woman probably has the right temperament. I don't. Would you want that to be your governor? Somebody who threw a bowl of mashed potatoes?
I'm sure there's somebody who's thinking that she's like, what's the word? There's a word they use for women who get upset a lot. Oh, I don't know, but there's a word. But yeah. I mean, I think there are people who probably think she's, you know, hysterical. That's the word. You know, something like that. I don't even think hysterical is the word, but something like
I know
that.
They refer at one time I used the word shrill in regard to a way a woman was coming off.
Isn't shrill like high-pitched?
Well, I guess.
Like a shrill noise?
But it can also be kind of, you know, just a bad tone. And apparently I was told that is a word exclusive to women. And I thought, well, no, I could say that a man was shrill. So I don't know.
Hey, back to making my friends angry. One time I was intentionally doing it, so fair enough. I expected it to happen. You know, you make people mad, they snap back at you. So I was just making one of my friends annoyed, and then he just snapped back and he hit me with the something about how my voice was annoying. Because I was just making, like, you know, annoying sounds with my voice, and he just, you know, had mentioned that the fact that my voice is shrill does not make it, it makes it that much worse.
How'd you like that?
It was funny. That was nice. I mean, I knew I expected an insult to come back. I mean, I was making the man mad on purpose. I mean, I expected something to happen.
Yeah, but if you're running for governor, this is not a good look at all. I don't know that you should not be elected governor for it, but it's not a good look.
Well, I mean, yeah, not a good look. I mean, I agree.
I guarantee you, if we found out that Amy Acton threw a bowl of mashed potatoes at somebody, we would not like it.
Well,
or heard her yelling at a staffer. Because I think people kind of see her as the nice person now. Everybody who has said something nice about Amy Acton always says, oh, when you meet her, she's so nice. And she gives a good speech.
You know,
and she stands around and shakes everybody's hand at the end. Now, if you heard that she was rude and, like, rude to staffers, that would hurt her.
Hey, like that forehand guy.
Was he rude to staffers?
I don't know if he was rude to staffers, but he was rude to people in the party. Insulted them and whatnot.
I don't know about that.
So I read. I mean, I don't know.
Well, anyway. But he, you know, that would hurt Amy Acton. I'm telling you, if a video comes out of her screaming and yelling at somebody, it will hurt her.
I think it would hurt anybody.
No. If you heard Vivek screaming at somebody, it wouldn't hurt to the degree that it would hurt her.
Why?
Because people see her as likable. That's one of the best things people have to say about her.
I want a temperate person in office. Temperate's good.
Yes, but when a man yells at somebody, they call it assertive. When a woman yells at somebody, she's being a you-know-what.
I don't know. I mean, if a man's yelling at somebody, I'd say they were being a phallic object. Yeah.
A what?
Man, give me a pen. Let him get a piece of paper.
Well, don't write on my notes. I don't want a nasty word on my notes.
That's too late.
Oh, see, I wouldn't say that. No.
Why not? Same thing.
But that's an inappropriate word.
So is the other one.
No, you can say bitch. You can say that on the air.
What?
You can say bitch.
Since when?
Yeah, that's one of those words you can say. Like hell and damn, you shouldn't say them. But that's not a bleep. That's a bleeped word. The one you wrote down. You can't say that.
Well,
I have to scratch that out. That was don't even want that on the paperwork. Somebody might look at my paperwork and see horrible things written down there.
Well, no, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I figured they were the same thing. I didn't know there was a difference.
No, you can say bitch.
I just figured one applied to women, one applied to men, and it was just kind of that kind of a thing, you know?
No. They're different.
I mean, I don't know. I've heard the other one be used to refer to men also, but it's a different connotation.
I'm just saying, if a man is yelling at a woman to do, or a man is yelling at somebody, an office worker, to do their job, they will say assertive. If a woman's doing it, they'll say she's a, you know what? Go ahead, call her. Oh, we lost you. If that's you, give us a buzz back here. 740-383-9944. Nope, still lost you. Okay, if that was you, call us back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But that's true, and I believe one of Amy Acton's greatest traits. You hear it from everybody, even people who didn't like her in the beginning. They say, but I went and I saw her. I met her. I watched her shake hands with everybody in the room. She's likable. But if she was known to be an angry person?
Well, I mean, you know, that's how, what's his name? Bill Maher? Is that the right guy? That's how Bill Maher described Donald Trump when he met him.
Yeah, but that's in
Donald
private.
Trump's got a whole public persona going on.
Right, but people like, see, Donald Trump's getting things done. Donald Trump's a businessman.
No, he's not.
No, but that's what they say about a man.
Oh, yeah.
In that position. They would not say that about a woman in that position.
Why not?
Because that's not seen as a good trait to have in a woman.
Well, I don't think that is a good trait to have as a man.
Well, yes.
It's the same thing.
You want to say, stop, you need to be pulling your weight. Let's go.
Well, I think if a woman said, hey, stop, you need to be pulling your weight. Let's go.
Couldn't do it.
I'd be like, okay, well, apparently he's not doing his job.
You probably weren't paying attention, but when Greg Haas was in here last week, and I said, tell us a time when Mary Ellen got angry with you.
He couldn't recall one.
And you want to know why? You think Mary Ellen was never angry with him in all the years they worked together?
I'm sure she was upset.
Well, why do you think she didn't get angry and yell?
Well, I don't think you want to work for somebody who gets angry and yells at you.
But particularly a female politician, if that gets out, that you're berating your employees like that.
It's the same thing!
Even today. No, it's not. See, again, you live in a different world.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. I'm telling you, it's just not. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. There's a whole word for it for women.
There's a whole word for it for men.
No, that's not the word.
It is.
That's a exclusive word for a man.
I've never heard a woman get called it.
Okay. That's just because they have to come up with something.
I don't know what else to say.
Listen,
that's a word that's used exclusively for men.
Who in politics right now, what man are they saying, boy, you just got the wrong temperament for that job? Because Katie Porter is certainly getting it down in California.
None that I can think of.
And there you go.
Well, it happened with Trump, but it didn't matter. Apparently he won.
But his temperament was all about, you don't want his finger on the nuclear button. 740-383-9944 if you have anything you'd like to say. So we now know what the governor's matchup's going to be. Ramaswamy and Acton. And we know what Casey Putch got in the primary. And here we are.
Is it a random question? Is the nuclear football like an actual briefcase? Is it really just a briefcase?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just one of those things you see in movies all the time where it's like a briefcase they just carry around.
I'm sure it's based on something. So how do you see the governor's race?
time to take my pills. I think that right now, I mean, it's neither of them are looking like strong candidates.
Why?
Well, Vivek's got problems. I mean, people just seem to have problems with him for whatever reason. I can give you my... As far as I go, I don't like Vivek Ramaswamy because of the whole Trump thing, and I don't know. He just doesn't seem like... He's Trump-light, as I like to say. Diet Donald Trump. And, you know, so not a fan of him.
I don't see that much, though, lately. As a matter of fact, since he started running for governor, I haven't seen that personality. When he was running for president, you saw it. But I haven't seen it since he's running for governor the last year and a half.
Yeah, because he saw it didn't work.
Well, that means it's not him. So how can you put that on him?
Well, how do I know this is him? If he lied the first time, I don't like him. Also, okay. he was really friendly with Donald Trump at one point. He was friendly with Elon Musk, and he was friendly with Charlie Kirk and that whole crowd. Like, he's a diet Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And Amy Acton, I think her campaign is just not being run all that great. I mean, you know, she's given speeches to the Democrats, I guess, but I haven't, like, oh, she, like, every speech I've heard her give, she says that she's going, like, she's been all over the state. You know, I haven't heard any. Very rarely do I talk to somebody who has been to one of her events. And I don't know. She doesn't do a whole lot of media. And the whole thing with the whole domestic situation. I mean, I think that was mishandled. I mean, I think that if she just came out day one and was like, yeah, look. I mean, you know, married couples argue sometimes. You'll have that. And then. Boom, right there. Problem solved. It's all done and over with. But no, instead it had to wait a day, and then it was her campaign manager, and then it waited a while, and then it was her husband. She could have just did it, and it would have been problem solved right there. Also, like, I've listened to some of her speeches. I feel like every speech I've listened to is the same speech. She, like, you know, you can't bias is how she ends all of her speech. She says that Vivek uses Ohio like a flyover state. Talks about how the libraries and the public schools saved her life. Talks about how she grew up poor. Like, it's the same speech every time.
Well, the acceptance speech on Tuesday that she gave was kind of... She used the line, you can't bias.
She used that everywhere.
Yeah.
In every one of her speeches.
But is that effective?
I don't think so.
Why?
It's just not... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like an... I mean, Vivek's a billionaire, I guess, so maybe that's why the whole thing... But it just doesn't seem like... just doesn't seem like emotionally attaching or something like that. Doesn't, you know, grab you.
Is that what he's trying to do?
Who? Vivek?
Yeah.
I mean...
See, I'm trying to make the equation here.
I think she's trying to insinuate that he's trying to buy the election.
Okay, fine. I got that.
Okay.
But I said, you can't buy us. That means you can't buy our votes. So, but, okay, I guess I don't understand, because if he's dropping that much money on his campaign, his ads are going to be out there more than hers are anyway. So, what, she's going to go person to person and say, you can't buy us, you can't buy us, you can't buy us? I don't think that's going to work.
Well, I think she's probably just saying, you can't buy the Ohioan vote.
Maybe not. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. I think they're both in a little bit of trouble going into the fall.
Well, yes, I'd agree.
I think they both have obstacles to overcome, and I'm not sure if either of them can overcome them.
Well, somebody's got to overcome.
Somebody's going to win, but I don't know if they're going to overcome their weaknesses. I think obviously something's just going to prevail. And I think I think there's going to be a vote there that doesn't vote for her because she's a woman. And I think there's going to be part of the vote that doesn't vote for him because he's not white. And I think that's going to figure in, and we're going to find out which is the bigger problem. And I also think that there's going to be Republicans who just don't like Vivek because they feel he's not the outsider. That's going to be a problem for him. And I think Amy Acton is going to... I don't know that she's a tremendous campaigner. So that's going to work against her.
Well, I mean, apparently she's good at, catering towards the Democrats or however you want to phrase it.
Yes, I think she makes the Democrats happy, but you got to win the independents.
I don't think she's done very well up to this point.
Not so far, but that's what I say. You got a little bit of time to get out there.
Well, I don't think Vivek's done all that well with independents.
No, he hasn't.
So,
but he's also got issues with the Republicans.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger problem.
I guess it just depends on how many... I think the election might come down to... Well, I guess it depends on how well Amy Acton ends up campaigning towards the end. Or, you know, how well any of that works. But, I mean, it depends on how many people show up to vote for Vivek, I suppose. I mean...
What's interesting to me is I think the next governor of Ohio is going to be based on... How much do you dislike the other person? I believe in the end, who comes off as the more dislikable, unlikable person is what's going to propel... I don't think anybody's going to win because they were likable and wanted. I think somebody's going to get in because the other person was completely unlikable.
Maybe.
Like, I don't think anybody's going to say, well, you know, Ramaswamy won because that's who Ohio really wanted. He was the guy that Ohio really picked here. I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think that's going to happen with Amy Acton either. They'll spin it that way, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's just they really just didn't like the other candidate.
I can see that. I mean, it's not exactly in a thrilling election cycle.
And I think people are underestimating Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy does have a lot of money. Ramaswamy is rather young. He's got to be smart to do what he's done in his career. And I think that's going to be a big thing. I think you're going to see a lot more of that as we get closer to the election. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the candidates and anybody else with even a smidgen of importance.
They all come here, Adam. They all come here.
I'd be in that latter category. Yes, like... Seems like most elections, it's the lesser of two evils. Vivek does have redeeming qualities. You know what I think about Quackton? My rear end, let's put it that way. Anybody who tells somebody his or her business is not essential, that you must muzzle yourself, putting on a surgical mask to stop what to some people is a more severe version of the cold or flu, but even that's debatable. She's a piece of crap, and I apologize to all trash bins universe-wide. People, don't forget, folks, but again, Vivek, there are issues with the guy, the data centers. I think it'd be great to have an Asian governor. Well, he wants to be president, and that may happen at some point because he's young. But Amy being nice, I mean, she's so fake. I will never put out of my mind the image of her and Governor DeWeaselhead on TV.
Adam, I got a question.
You're going to pipe up, Matt. That's wonderful. Because, you know, I always ask if you have any questions or comments.
Well, here you go, Adam. The moment has come.
The moment came for me on Wednesday. Let's have another moment. It'll be Adam's week of moments as his birthday approaches.
Have you ever met Amy Acton?
Fortunately not, and I wouldn't want to meet her.
How can you say she's fake if you've never met that? There are a lot of people I have met that I will say were fake, but I mean, that's still just my opinion, I guess.
Do you remember her on TV talking about, essentially, she was being a dictator. I understand that Governor DeWine is the one that made the order.
Well, how is she being a dictator if DeWine has to do it?
COVID, Matt, is the biggest scam in my lifetime, you know, and I'm almost 62 years old. Let's go ahead and say, you know how old I am.
But that doesn't answer
and
the question.
And one of the biggest in history. And she repulses me. You know, I understand that many people that were not in office, even someone I like Cordray, may have done the same thing, but I can't make them guilty until something happens.
But, Adam...
I have suffered lasting effects. I mean, I already have assorted mental issues. They aren't necessarily bad ones, because in many cases, they enhance my life, but they will never go away due to this. And just watching her on TV, I can't even talk about it without getting the chills. She would never get my vote.
But how can you say she was a dictator during COVID and then turn around and say, but DeWine
had... She told me, put a mask on, close these businesses.
She didn't tell you anything. She suggested to DeWine, hey, maybe we should wear these masks.
Yes, correct. And he rubber stamped it.
Correct. Yeah, but we were not the only state that did that.
He rubber stamped it. I understand that. And but this is my state. This is something I saw on my TV. Yes, you're right. She is one of many.
Right, but I guess the point...
My opinion about this actually has increased. I waver on a few things. But on this, it's a complete scam. Initially, I wasn't totally sure, but it didn't take me long to make that conclusion.
Right, I think the question here, though, is, Adam, you can feel how you won, and you can vote for whoever you won, and we've just went through on why they're both weak. I mean, we just did the same thing.
They are weak.
Right,
it seems like we've had that a lot in politics, but there are differences.
Right, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. I think the point is that there are a lot of people who matter of fact, Wesleyan Davis is a good example of this. I have said I don't like a lot of the things that she did in public. But I have also said my personal interactions with her, which I have had, she is a nice person. There was nothing wrong with the personal interactions that I had with her. So to say that Amy Acton is fake without meeting her, I don't think that's... you can say you don't like her rules.
To an extent, but again, I am so disgusted by this scam and how people were brainwashed. America is better than this.
Well, I guess maybe I'm missing the... What by fake, you mean what?
Smiling, being nice. Nobody who tells people their business is not essential, and nobody tells someone, a doctor especially, you know, whatever mail order place she got her medical degree from, that a surgical mask is going to stop this deadly virus, which again, as I see it, is just a cold or flu type condition, which in some people, like any cold or flu, can be serious. Telling people you need this so-called vaccine card, or at least encouraging that, being on the side of wanting people to have a so-called vaccine card to get into a business. I understand she is one of many people that either suggested this or made the order, an order which I find to be illegal, and if not criminal. But she did it in my state, on my TV that I was watching.
Right, but I think it just...
have a female governor. And just like I'd like to see, I would think it'd be pretty cool to have an Asian governor also. At this point, I agree totally with you, Scott, about the amount of votes that Casey got, almost 15% plus, right?
18.
So, yeah, and with that amount of support, people obviously have reservations about Vivek, and sometimes it is because of his ancestry. I agree with you on that also. And I do think Amy's going to win. And it's very sad.
Well, I don't know if I would say that yet.
I liked having the first female VP. I would just prefer to have a female VP that I liked. So
Now, people think I'm liberal. I would not say that Amy Acton is going to win at this point. And as a matter of fact, I would say she has the more uphill battle in the unlikable category, because yes, Vivek, that 18% has got to be worrying his people, but he did get the right percentages. He did not lose a single county on Tuesday night. And also, there are going to be a lot of Republicans out that day who are going to vote for Secretary of State, they're going to vote for Attorney General, they're going to vote for Senate, and they would not vote for... I don't see a lot of crossover voting for Amy Acton. So,
I agree. It's going to be a tricky race with a lot of mudslinging. I guess that's good or bad, depending. It might be entertaining, but it's also kind of sad. You like to think people can still shake hands at the end.
But I will say this on the other side, to be fair to the Democratic side. After Tuesday night, they put up one of the strongest slates of candidates that they have had in a long time. Alison Russo, very strong candidate. John Kulowitz, very strong candidate. So they did very well. They did not go with any of the inexperienced, unexperienced people. They chose the experience on Tuesday night.
Yes, and like many people upset about Jason's last place performance, frustrating, I mentioned my age earlier. I don't think I'm young enough at this point to understand politics. It's beyond what my It's beyond my comprehension.
Well, as I said early on, I thought if people keep dinging her on COVID, that will ultimately get her in the governor's mansion. And I do think if people keep doing that, it is going to do that, because as I predicted way back before it ever happened, that's Mike DeWine's legacy as governor. And the top Republican in Ohio, who will be the top Republican when this election happens, is going to defend her every time Ramaswamy hits her, and that is a bad thing. So if this becomes a COVID campaign, yeah, she absolutely will win. And
I agree. It's a probably slippery slope. It's fascinating from a political science perspective, for sure. That said, it's beyond my own comprehension. You know, I'll plead goofy chemistry major, lack of people smarts on that one. But no, I've not met her. I don't want to meet her. I wouldn't waste one half second of my time meeting her. And again, that just that image, it will live with me forever. And I know most states did it, but that doesn't mean it's right.
You wouldn't be willing to have a conversation with her? I mean, you don't have to like.
Her. I wouldn't trust myself. My mama always said, don't swear in front of a lady. Well, she's no lady. No one who closes businesses tells you to put a surgical mask on for some ridiculous, let's say ridiculous, out of lack of a better term, being a family station reason, is a lady or anything close to that. No, I really wouldn't want to waste my time. Yes, I do spend a lot of time on this program and other places indicating my low opinion of her, so I guess I'm being hypocritical, but that's human nature. No, I don't want to meet her.
Well, let me ask you about some other races.
She's fascinating, and I do admire his young age. He's self-made. I admire him in many ways.
Hey, Adam, let me get...
Talk about someone with tenacity, but...
Well, Adam...
Amy, no, I have no interest in her. I have no interest in meeting her. I wouldn't waste half a second of my life.
Well, we talked about the commissioner's race here a few minutes ago, and we just talked about the governor's race. How do you feel about what happened in the 86th district?
That's the Wesleyan Davis one?
Well, that's the Ben Weber one, I think, is what we would call that now.
Ben Weber, he's, again, young and vibrant, and obviously ambitious and smart, and we'll see. I can't say I know enough about them to comment. I guess Wesleyan, I think she could conduct herself in a more professional manner. That probably did it. And like many things, yeah, people said they didn't like her. And Ben, certainly not even 30, is up and coming, even if he doesn't win. So,
well, he's
admire the guy. And again, as a young lawyer, I mean, he'd make more money just being in practice. Kind of the opposite of what Kai Mead did. He went to law school and became a lawyer, and well, it does pay better than counsel, certainly. And, you know, again, he got married and had a child. I mean, there was some other...
Well, he moved out of the district.
Correct. Well, that's also part of it.
I think he would have stayed in had he not moved out of the district.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's been on my show. He's a sharp guy, obviously. So, I mean, there are some similarities. But Ben, there's someone with possibly a bright future. He seems a bit conservative. So I'm sure on many issues there would be disagreement. But he's obviously smart and ambitious.
Yep, got a lot going his way. Well, I appreciate the commentary here.
Yeah, I just do you think Jason really has retired from politics? I know he's obviously frustrated.
I think it's easy to say that.
I mean, I bring it up, but he's a good guy, and you know, he's a likable person. And I don't know. It's a shame.
Well, I don't know. I think we'll see what happens as we go on down the road with
as
that
I
one.
Said, I you know, maybe I said I'll plead the lack of people smarts and goofy chemistry major once again, but I don't really understand politics. But as you know, I'm not one to be shy about some opinions, and there's one that maybe I've talked about it 20 times on this show, and I'll talk about it 20 more times, but I just feel so strongly about it.
You might have to call her Governor Quackton pretty soon.
No, that's whatever. I'm sure I'll find some name for her, with apologies to all the cute ducks out there. Speaking of cute, doesn't my backside look good in purple? You saw my picture, you know, the picture that I posted, right? I know you don't ever comment, but I know you saw it.
You know, I might not have seen that, Adam. I don't. Look at
my latest Facebook posting. It's just one of the scenes from Wednesday's.
You're talking about the screenshots.
Yeah.
Oh yes,
yeah,
yes, I did see those. Yes.
Many. I mean, there was probably 20 appearances by Adam, and one of which, although it was somewhat blurred, But it did show my friend's side for a good 20 seconds. I'm going to not make a video of it because I had a request for some video content. But I thought that backside photo between two of the stars, when I was in purple, showing the other side of me looked pretty good. It was nice and clear also. And I remember doing that scene too, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad it was well received by people.
Yeah, good. Yeah, watch the program, Scott. You can watch it for free on the internet.
Yeah, I'll check it out
on your on a smart TV near you.
Yes, Chicago Med, right?
Your friend Marla Gibbs was a guest star, not on the show that I was in, but earlier in the year.
Right, Chicago Med.
Watch that program too, because she was really good. And that 95, she hasn't lost anything.
That's always a good thing. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Okay, boys. Have a great show. See you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you have to watch that Chicago Med episode from last week. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the Vivek-Amy Acton race? I don't know. I wouldn't want to put money on either one of them right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's sort of an up-in-the-air race.
I would think so. I think it's going to be a close race. I mean, you know, barring some massive failure by one of the two candidates.
I don't even know. I don't know. It's a very weird race. Let's put it that way. A very weird race right now. You know, both very well known outside of Ohio. Both no experience ever elected to political office.
There's a lot, as far as the primaries go, all the primaries were, not all of them, but the majority of the primaries were a lot farther apart than I thought. I thought they were going to be a lot of close races.
Like, I think there's a lot of people who have, Sprague turned out to be a very solid candidate, got 70% in that Attorney General, Secretary of State primary. Alison Russo got near 70% in her Secretary of State primary. You know, these people with experience, I think experience came home on Tuesday night.
Good.
Except on the top of the ticket.
Well, there wasn't an option there, so.
No, but why is that?
Why wasn't it an option?
No, why is the experience, why doesn't Alison Russo run for governor? Why doesn't Sprague run for governor? Well, they run the experience off. Yost has to go into private practice now, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tim Ryan was going to run for governor, but then Amy Acton got in, and then she scared off Tim Ryan.
Well, what did you think of Kulowitz's discussion earlier on Yost?
I tend to agree. I mean, I think that it'd be... I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but it'd be unfortunate should he appoint all those people to the offices. I think that, you know, the office, Attorney General, I guess, is specifically the one you asked him about. But it would be pretty good should it not be a gift that's given, I think is how he phrased it.
Well, why don't you tell people about your show tonight?
Okay. Well, on my show tonight, we are going to be talking about, the primaries, I guess. We'll talk about those. We're going to talk about the gubernatorial election that is coming up. We are going to talk about, you know, just politics, I guess, as far as that goes. The presidential, I guess the presidency, as far as that's happening. So the war in Iran. Things like that, I suppose. And I wanted to talk about some of the prospects who have made... There's always prospects who make a lot of, noise and whatnot, waves during training camp. So I think it'd be good to talk about those people and see how the rookies are faring, though, you know, a lot of the times... they are overhyped. it'd be surprising to see a post in which somebody's like, you know, this person is not doing as well as we thought. It's always like, oh, you know, this person is as advertised, catches everything, and, you know, is always open, which doesn't end up being the case. I mean, I don't remember who it was, maybe Devonta Adams, I can't recall, Devonta Smith, I think. Anyways, yeah, he's, you know, been a solid to mediocre wide receiver too his entire football career. So, yeah. Same thing with like Gabriel Davis. Gabriel Davis was supposed to be the next Megatron. He's definitely not panned out. Or I guess Calvin Johnson, if you know him by that. So politics and football.
So how do you feel about the Kentucky Derby? First female trainer ever.
Well, that's good for her, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I don't know anything about the Kentucky Derby.
Well, some people like to dress up and do the whole...
Yeah, what about the Derby hats?
That's a woman thing, I guess.
The Derby hats?
Oh, you mean like the... Okay.
The helmet things?
Oh, I don't know. Got me. 740-383-9944. Now, here's another one. Ashley Graham says the GLP-1 trend undercuts body positivity.
What is GLP-1?
Like Ozempic and those things people are taking to lose weight.
You know, I don't think that people should be taking Ozempic to lose weight because it's not a weight loss medication.
No, but it's working.
Well, yes, it's working.
And it's getting people's heart in better shape, and it's getting cholesterol down.
Isn't it a diabetes medication?
Yep.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be taking diabetes medication for something other than diabetes.
No, but it's helping a lot of other people's issues.
Well, yes, I understand that.
But I'm not about body positivity.
I mean, like, the symptoms of Ozempic.
Fat.
I said the symptoms of Ozempic.
Oh, you mean for diabetes?
Well, I mean, it obviously is supposed to keep your sugar in check or something like that. Yeah, I mean, there's negative symptoms.
So you mean side effects.
What's the difference?
Symptoms are what you have to take the drug. Side effects are what the drug brings.
Yeah, sure. Side effects.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it makes some people sick.
Well, it's... I don't know exactly what's in Ozempic, but is it not just like insulin or something? Like, it's for diabetes. I assume it's something to do with sugar.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with that, but apparently it decreases your appetite.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm talking about body image here.
Okay, what about it?
Okay, do you think it undercuts body image? Because now you can get slimmer, so it's saying, oh, slim is the way to be. And if you're not slim, well, too bad for you.
I mean, probably. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Probably if you could just take medicine. I mean, if you could take medicine to become to lose weight. I mean, I think the majority of people would probably take medicine to lose weight.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
You know, that's almost a miracle drug for so many people who've been on diets and things over the years. The fact that now they can now take a drug and lose, you know, a significant amount of weight.
I think they should just try to rework Ozempic as a specific weight loss drug as opposed to a diabetes medication that helps you lose weight, because you end up with people who take it for weight loss and then, you know, they don't have diabetes, so they end up not well.
I don't think they can take it forever, though.
Ozempic?
Yeah.
When you stop taking it, does the weight come back on?
Well, I think certainly the appetite comes back.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, you got to control your appetite. Otherwise, they will come back. Right. I mean, that's just how it goes.
So I don't know if this is a miracle drug or not. I think it's a temporary miracle drug.
Well, if it's a temporary miracle drug,
but
it's
people
not a
get,
drug.
You know what? Listen, I saw somebody posting a picture the other day. You know, who's the fat guy in that picture? Because it was a picture of them a year ago. That's not good. You know, that's... That's because everybody, see, it's attention to, wow, you've lost so much weight. You look great. Well, see.
I think that I don't like, it's just because I, it's like, if you posted something that says, oh, who's the fat guy in that photo? You know, I think that, you know, if I were to call you the fat guy in that photo when you were the fat guy in that photo, I don't think you would have liked that all that much.
No, but the problem is, it's only from the neck up. The photo was from the neck up. So I was trying to figure out, you know, I thought you looked the same from the neck up. I don't, maybe if you got some plastic surgery done.
Oh, that's great. Well, I did not see this photo, but that makes the whole post.
Oh, it's true.
It makes that whole,
I'll show it to you.
Makes the whole post so much better.
I'll show it to you. Because, does this make any sense?
No, that post specifically makes no sense now, but.
thought, well, at least show the belly that you had that time.
But, I mean, I do think that if you stop taking Ozempic and then you go back to eating the way you were, I mean, you know, all the posting you did about how you lost so much weight, it's going to be moot because you're going to go right back to where you were.
I don't care what people do.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. That's why I don't get on social media.
We'll be back after this.
We have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WN.